Osborne Reef off Fort Lauderdale sounds a little more picturesque than it actually looks. Osborne Reef is actually a man-made reef, or at least an attempt to make one. It's an underwater, 36-acre pile of 2 million tires. In the 1970s, the tires were placed offshore in the hopes that they would serve as well as sunken steel-hulled ships, old military aircraft, intercontinental ballistic missiles. There actually are artificial reefs made of all those things. But the tires just don't work, and Broward County and the state of Florida are trying to remove them now. William Knuckles is project coordinator and military liaison for Coastal America, which is an organization of government agency and private groups. You're involved in this effort. What's the problem with the tires?
Well, unlike those other purposes that you mentioned where we're using old ships and other debris that we've put in the ocean that things grow on that actually attract fish and become good habitat for them, in this case, they're actually destroying the natural habitat that's nearby. When storms come along and pick up the tires as they move ashore, they actually crash into the reefs and actually kill the living corals that are on the area nearby.
So the intent back in the 1970s was actually to create something that would attract marine life, or was it simply to dispose of some tires?
No, it went in with good intentions. It actually went there to actually create more marine habitat, but it didn't work out that way.
Back in the 70s, how were the tires supposed to stay put?
The original tires, although some were put down loose as individuals, the bulk of them were put down in bundles, and they were bundled together with steel bands. I wasn't around during that time, and I can't answer it with a sensible response as to why somebody thought you could put a steel band around something and put it in salt water and not have it fall apart.
But it did.
Definitely.
I read that there was a pilot project a few years ago to remove tires, and about 150 tires came out, and they came out at the cost of about $17 per tire removed. That's pretty pricey.
Yeah, the lesson learned from that is that economy of scale is really important when you're trying to deal with a problem that may be in the couple million tires in size. The early project was done with university students and some people out of Nova Southeastern University. And in this case, on the marine cleanup side, we wanted to get the Navy salvage divers involved.
How many Navy salvage divers will be going down to get the tires out of the water off Fort Lauderdale?
The work in teams of approximately 20 divers at a shot, working over the course of several years.
I saw a photograph of this, and it's unclear from the photograph whether there is any marine life growing on the tires or not.
In a very small number of the overall tire field are some tires that sit in a wave shadow of one of the reefs to where they don't move around very often, and those do have some corals that are growing on them.
And part of the problem here is a rolling tire gathers no corals. They're moving around.
Correct. Or the young corals that do settle on them and get a start in life will actually die once a hurricane comes through, and those will get knocked off and killed.
If an artificial reef works, it should be of some benefit also to people who fish. And divers will see something interesting. Not in this case.
No, not in this case. It's amazing. The day that we did the reconnaissance dives, it was a beautiful day with at least 70 feet of clear blue water visibility, and for as far as the eye can see, it's nothing but a sea of tires. Occasionally you'd see a fish swimming by, but it's in between two natural reefs, and those guys were really on their way from point A to point B. They weren't stopping to hang around in the tire field. They were on their way to someplace interesting to be.
Just a lot of tires. Well, William Knuckles, thank you very much for talking with us about this.
Thank you.
William Knuckles is project coordinator and military liaison for Coastal America. He was talking about plans to remove tires from Osborne Reef off Fort Lauderdale. He says it'll take about 3 years to finish the job.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.